Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each and every week for the past 399 shows, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi. It's hard to believe this show started in the mid-1800s.
It's a special night for us. It's our 400th show.
Yay. Congratulations.
And we want to have a good time. But before we can do that, let's clear up the challenge from last week.
I said, start with the word Star Spangled. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for what an airplane does at the beginning of its journey and a five-letter word for what it does at the end of its journey. What are the words?
First time in my life, I think I'm better at endings than beginnings. So lands and?
Well, if you change the G to a D, you can spell departs and lands. All right, Ian, guess what? It is once again special guest answerer time. And in fact, it is special returning guest answerer time. Because this week we are joined once again by actor, L.A. Dodgers fan, and all-around good guy, Mackenzie Astin. Mackenzie, welcome back to Any Questions.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Mike. Thank you very much for having me back. I'm just hoping I can do better than 800.
The only place to go is up. All right. Since you, Mac, are back for a second crack at our quiz, the last word of the correct answer to each question this week will rhyme with Mac. She voiced Jessie in Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. She was nominated for an Oscar for her roles in Working Girl and In-N-Out. And she has starred in 10 films with her brother John, including 1987's Say Anything and 2000's High Fidelity. Who is she?
Joan Cusack.
That is correct. And as a little bit of 6 degrees of Mackenzie Astin here, Joan was in Broadcast News with Jack Nicholson, who was in The Evening Star with one Mackenzie Astin.
Nice pull.
Thank you. What variety of cheese is supposedly named for the California town where, in the 18th century, an order of Franciscan friars originally produced it, and the man who is credited with mass marketing and popularizing it?
It's got to be Jack.
Yes, more specifically, put the California town in front of it, too.
Monterey Jack.
That is correct. And there is another story that the cheese is called Jack because of the pressure jack that was used to make it.
It's still delicious.
That's right. I don't care where it comes from. Just put it in front of me so I can put it in my face. That's the way that happens. Airing as the 20th episode of the 8th season of the animated series Family Guy, Something 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 Dark Side is the second of 3 episodes, along with Blue Harvest and It's a Trap, that collectively parody a famous movie trilogy. Which movie does Something 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 Dark Side specifically parody?
The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes, it does. It is very good. And the trilogy as a whole is called Laugh It Up, Fuzzball.
As a quick aside, I'm so fortunate that my dad's name actually appears in the Bird is the Word episode. I forget the title of that episode, but it is an incredible moment in Family Guy history.
A family meme.
That's it.
Released in May of 1966, and the first of the band's songs to feature a sitar, what Rolling Stones song tells the listener what Mick Jagger wants to do when he sees a red door?
Oh, he wants to paint it black.
He does. He wants to paint it black. And when the song was originally released, there was a comma in the title. It was Paint It, comma, Black. And apparently that was simply an error on the part of the record company. And finally, originally used in the 1950s for a group of friends that gathered at the home of Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart, what term was reportedly never used after Bogart's death by any of its members, including Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and Sammy Davis Jr.?
Wow, I didn't know this. That's interesting. The Rat Pack.
That's right. Well, once again, Mackenzie Astin did a crackerjack job. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you stack up this week? Did you rack up the points? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another crack. Did you use that one?
I did.
At this week's show, or some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase second time. Change one letter to an S, not the one that's already there as usual, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for types of television programs and a three-letter word for a room where scenes in those programs often take place. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, we'll be back at this same time next week, but before we go, we have to say a huge thank you to our return guest who just did so well this week, Mackenzie Astin. Thank you so much.
Oh, gentlemen, thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be here again, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. I look forward to the next time.
Well, we were grateful that you were a good sport, so we will talk to you soon.
Cheers.